through the phone lines, and he is Sam Schumach, and he's the guitar player from the band Fangs. Now, if you haven't heard Fangs, go check them out, or stick with us for the next couple of minutes, and you'll get to hear them first here on 2BACR.
On the Jordan and Hamish show.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'll bring him on the line here now. G'day, Sam. How are you?
Hey, Sam.
Hey, mate. How are you? How are we?
Yeah, not bad.
That's the way.
How's your afternoon been anyway?
Mixed. Like, you know, it's like you finish work at 1 and then it's like, well, what else am I going to do? And it's like, oh, I'll just walk 9 kilometres home because I've got bugger all else to do. So, yeah. Here I am.
And you've got time.
Yeah.
I got all the time in the world.
Yeah, that's the thing at the moment. Like with this lockdown, I didn't want to, you know, be like the last lockdown. And I think where I put on weight the last lockdown. So yep. This lockdown, I was like, you know, the first thing I did as soon as we locked down is like I've been exercising a lot more with the free time that I now have.
Yeah. Rather than breakfast margaritas and stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely. I think those days are behind me now. It's, you know, because otherwise I come out of, you know, quarantine 15 kilos heavier.
Yeah, exactly. And it only gets harder to burn that off too, the older you get, trust me.
100%.
Yeah,
very good.
Now, Sam, tell us a little bit about yourself. I've told the audience that you're from the band Fangs. But explain how you came to be in Fangs and a little bit about your own background.
So, like, I grew up northwestern Sydney. I went and studied classical guitar at the University of New South Wales for a few years and ended up with a classical guitar degree. I tried to kid myself into thinking that I could play serious music, but then ended up just playing in rock bands kind of thing straight out of uni. So, as a result, I ended up in a band called the Lockharts, and we did a lot of touring in that band and did okay overseas and stuff like that. And then the band broke up overseas. 3 out of 4 of the members sort of looked at each other and were like, well, we still want to play together. So, yeah, we formed Fangs after seeing Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes play at Download in Paris. And now here we are, about 3 years on, I guess. Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah, 2 of them have been locked up. Well, 1.5 have been locked down. So, yeah.
So, is it 3 of you in the band or 4?
Yeah. We're a 4-piece. So, we found our singer, Josh, a crazy Canadian. And yeah, it was love at first sight. He did a cartwheel like within the first 15 seconds of his audition. So, you know, naturally he had to be in the band. And yeah, here we are. We love him.
So was he singing while he was doing a cartwheel?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's actually some great photos. You can find them pretty easily. Like, he somehow got this unique ability, and he must have done some capoeira somewhere along the line. But, yeah, he's definitely a performer.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed that he could sing and do it at the same time, because doing cartwheels is quite a physical thing to do.
Yeah. It's really weird, but yeah, he's a talented guy, that's for sure.
and also like a bit of a natural comedian.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, he's very personable, and Canadians, I guess, they get along very well with Australians. So, yeah, he definitely wins crowds over very quickly with his sharp wit and just being hilarious.
Yeah. For those that are listening, I did a podcast last lockdown, and I just did it out of my garage, and we had friends come over and record it, and we interviewed bands and stuff, and Fangs came on, and three out of 4.
Yeah. Jamil had other stuff on, yeah, but yeah, it was Woody, Josh, and myself, yeah.
But it was the best interview I'd ever done, and the funnest one, because I just kind of sat back and just had a laugh, like you guys carried it by yourselves.
Yeah, it probably had something to do with the 6 packs of beer we'd all drank on the train over. You know, that's okay.
Yeah, and I remember there being a lot of Fireball involved in that day.
That's when we managed to score a bit of a sponsorship with Fireball, and so they just kept on giving us it. And by the end of it, like, I hate to think how much damage is on my liver. Maybe they're liable for something now.
How many did? Would they give you cases, or would they give it to you?
They gave us a few cases, and like just heaps of like little promo bottles and stuff, which, you know, you look at it and you're like, oh, it's only 200 mils, and then you realize you've drank two of them and you've had a six pack of beers. So not ideal.
Yeah, well, at least you're making a bit of recovery now with the walks.
Exactly. Yeah, working it off.
Yeah, I saw you did a 15K walk. You did the Bondi to Coogee and then back.
Yeah, yesterday morning. I just couldn't sleep. So, yeah, I just decided, I'll just drive to Coogee. And then I've never done the Bondi to Coogee walk. And, you know, everyone seems to have COVID over there, so may as well gamble, hey.
So did you feel it on your body? Did you sleep the next night?
No, actually, funnily enough, I slept even less last night. So yeah, we'll see how we go today, I guess.
Wow. How many kilometers have you done today?
I think I've done about 13 today so far. Wow. Yeah.
Two less than yesterday.
Yeah, but yeah, it's the perfect time for it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I think the majority of people have been like that as well. Like, have gone into this lockdown with the same mentality, because I've now, like, I see more walkers now than I've ever seen in my neighborhood, especially.
1,000%. Yeah.
And you see which guy, like, which group of people, like, there's either people are early morning risers or like late, you know, like go for their walks like really late in the afternoon or even the night.
And like a 4 o'clock afternoon walk.
Yeah, and then you get the people that are a bit crazy and want to walk in the dark, but.
Yeah, I mean, you do you, man. Hey.
Yeah, at the end of the day, whatever works and whatever floats your boat, I suppose. But
yeah. I'm a huge advocate for catching the morning sunrise. So, yeah, and like I've stopped drinking kind of for the last few months, so it's nice to see the morning sunrise like at the start of your day, not at the end of your day.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. I think sunrise, like if you watch the sunrise, it's much better than a sunset. Like,
definitely.
Someone asked me the other day, they're like, what do you prefer, sunsets or sunrises? And I was like, to be honest, sunrises are much better because that means you're going to have the whole day. And one, it just is cooler to go from black to suddenly like natural light. But
True. Have you ever been to Perth though? Because like seeing the sunset over the Indian Ocean, that's pretty magical. Like, it kind of sets a precedent for the night ahead, I guess. Like if you're watching that, sitting at Little Creatures Brewery watching the sunset over the sea, it's pretty good.
Nice. I have to put it on the bucket list.
Yeah.
When we get out of lockdown and when we could travel, we could go over there, Hamish.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I think Western Australia being the strictest state, like they don't want anyone coming in.
Yeah. For some silly reason, I booked a flight there. For the end of September, so you know, maybe I'll get to go, but you know,
cross your fingers. That's still a while away.
yeah. Here's hoping, right?
Yeah. Was it cheap? Did you get it during the specials?
Well, it's actually funny you mentioned that. So it's like I had one of these weird credit cards that came with like free flights attached, like as a incentive to get you to get the credit card, and So I used these two flights like I got them at the start of like just before COVID went down kind of thing.
Yeah.
Thinking that I'd be able to use it. I've rescheduled these flights three times now. So technically they were free tickets, but now I've paid three change fees on it. So it's probably worked out it costing me more than the actual flights would have, but you know, I'm too stubborn to give it up, I guess.
Well, hopefully you'll get the flight out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to ask as well, what was the highlights, I suppose, for Fangs, you know, for that brief period where we kind of came out of lockdown and we had, you know, a good, you know, six or eight months run,
when it was
back
to normal.
I mean, We started playing shows when they were still seated. So it was, the first standing shows were unreal. Like we were playing Wollongong and we had people like doing backflips off the PA and stuff like that.
Wow,
like,
wow.
Just every show kind of trumps the last one. It was really good. It was great to see that everyone was just so hungry for music and to get rowdy and have a good time. It's just a shame that light's kind of been put out for the time being, I guess. But yeah, there's nothing we can really do about it. So back to writing music and planning stuff, I guess.
Yeah, well, I suppose now's the best time to really write music, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Looking on the bright side of things. But how do you guys seem to attract a crowd that does, you guys seem to get all the backflippers come to your gigs. Like, I mean, you guys used to get, the Wicked Things guys come in and do backflips at your shows, and now you seem to get people down in Wollongong.
It just sort of started, I think it was Jamil, our bass player. He just put the tagline on our bio. It's on our Triple J Unearthed. It was something along the lines of "We just want to play music to party to and make people want to do backflips." and then the second show, the Wicked Things boys came and then they started doing backflips and we're like, "Oh crap!" We've kicked that goal already. We've peaked. It's all downhill from here. But yeah, fortunately the backflipping and crowd surfing and all the craziness has kind of stayed throughout our career. So it's very nice to see, and hopefully there's a lot more to come.
Hopefully soon. Now, if you're an acrobat and you're listening into the show today, make sure that once we come out of this lockdown, you go to a Feng show.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to play one of your songs, "Prove Me Wrong." Your last single.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan.
Oh, tell us about it. Sorry.
Yeah. Tell us about the song.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, we're good.
Sorry. Just froze there. So basically, Jamil wrote this song. It was sparked basically by the murder of George Floyd. But basically the main theme of the song is that in Australia we're all kind of like, a lot of people are kind of shaped by what we're fed by the Murdoch media, essentially, and that basically leads us to have a shifted perception of what's actually going on at the ground level, kind of thing. So Muslims being called terrorists, kind of thing, even though, they're the most peaceful people ever. You know what I mean? Sort of thing. And that's what it's kind of touching on. And, I think that's probably the best way I can say it succinctly.
Yeah, so kind of just, what's the word I'm searching for here? Kind of proving stereotypes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nice. So we'll play a little bit of it and we'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Yep.
This is 2BACR 100.9 FM.
I start with this. When will there be an ending? Think we just need to dig a little deeper. Socially, I feel like I'm distracted. Thinking that we'll be at chase storms.
Back to the bed.
This is the Hamish and Jordan Show, and we are live here on 2BACR. We just had a bit of a technical difficulties there, and we've still got Sam Schumach with us from Fangs. He's not with us in person. He's on the line.
He's on the phone.
Just if you guys are tuning in.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. We had an extra song come out of nowhere.
I was about to do the intro, but then I couldn't then. So tell us, who plays what, Sam, in your band Fangs?
Yep, so I'm the guitarist, Jamil's the bass player, Josh is the singer, and Woody is our drummer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we were having a little bit of a conversation earlier today, and you're telling me that you've booked some shows for when we kind of come out of, you know, lockdown and for the future.
Yeah, so we were supposed to play this weekend in Melbourne and Sydney, but that's been rescheduled, obviously, due to our lovely friend COVID. we've rescheduled the Sydney show for August the 6th at the Lansdowne, and that'll be with Start Your Own Cult, Clay J. Gladstone, and Radicals.
Yep. Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So that should be awesome.
Yeah. So has there been any confirmation if it's sitting or standing or?
Oh, at this stage, no idea. The last Sydney show we played, we were told that it'd be standing, and then on the day they didn't let us do it standing. So, you know, it's just been a nightmare with all that. Fingers crossed back flips are allowed.
Hopefully. That'd be nice. Yeah. Now, what was one of your, you guys are such a, like a energetic band and, you know, have such a good, like crowd response. So what's that like for you guys when you do a show sitting down? Is everyone moshing in the chairs?
Yeah, we've definitely had the chair circle pits and stuff like that, which, you know, is always absolutely hilarious. So, you know, if you are at a seated show, feel free to do that, listeners. The band will only love you more for it.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask as well, if people want to find out more about Fangs, you know, where can they go to find out more?
We're all over Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify. They're your best places to get it. And it's Fangs with a Z, F-A-N-G-Z.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Remember, Fangs with a Z. Not with an S.
No, definitely not.
Nice. Well, thanks, man, for coming on the show. And we have one more. We're going to play one more Fangs track here.
Oh,
we're
okay. What are we going to play?
We're going to play Self-Medicate. I think we accidentally gave a bit of a sneak peek into it. But
what's this song about, Sam?
It's about drinking rather than actually dealing with your problems. Drinking to deal with your problems than dealing with your problems, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, guys, we'll give you a bit of a taste of Self-Medicate.
Yeah. And
cheers,
thanks,
guys. Thanks so much.
Sam. Thanks, Sam.
I'm feeling nothing.